Jay Valcastro, superintendent of the Lake Superior School District, is with me for a special interview this morning just to discuss what happened yesterday. Thank you, Jay, for being with us and for being for your interest in communicating with the community on this.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So I'm sure yesterday was not what the plan was. A bunch of the students from Two Harbors were up at Silver Bay to see the opening Diary of Anne Frank, and and then something went wrong. So just tell us about that.
Yeah, no, it was not only students from Two Harbors, but also students from Cook County, Grand Marais, and Great Starts, their charter school in Grand Marais, Cook County as well. So I was very, very excited to get up and just be a fan. And so I arrived. I had actually a 9 o'clock conference call that I took from William Kelly, and then that ended about 9:10. I walked towards the auditorium. What I will share with everybody is when we have big public events like this, we always have law enforcement on campus before the event begins. So if you've ever gone through a graduation celebration, that would be another example of where we feel it's important just to have law enforcement there. My feeling is presence prevents problems. And so having them, you know, there, I think people just have a sense of comfort when you're bringing in large groups of people. And so I was happy to see that Principal Nicolay had Lake County Sheriff as well as Silver Bay PD there. So I walked in, shook the hands of the officers as I was making my way to the auditorium. In the auditorium, I saw some familiar faces I had connected with, and then, quite frankly, I was just figuring out where my best seat would be. And then Principal Nicolay had come to me and said, "Jay, you need to come out. We got a situation to deal with." And so it was an airdropped meme that looked kind of like a cartoon that had a statement, and I can't remember exactly what it was, but something with an active shooter. And so Joe Nicolay and I had gone out, looked at it, tried to get an idea of where it was sent, who sent it, immediately had law enforcement there. And then from there, we started to devise the plan of, you know, what our next steps were. What Joe and I felt very comfortable with is that we had deputies in the auditorium with the attendees. As I was working with the chief of police, Joe and I were working with the chief of police from Silver Bay PD. So through this process, we knew it was an airdrop meme. What I'm about to share with you next is simply remarkable. Amy Nelson, our tech person up at William Kelly, was able to take the phone that was turned in with the meme on it and was able then to airdrop another message. She then went through the auditorium until she found the phone that actually sent the meme. And so from the point where the student had turned over the phone, concerned about what the message said, to the point where we had a student in Joe's office was probably, I want to say, 12 to maybe 15 minutes. So very quick action from our tech specialist, from law enforcement. Joe decided the best move was to have a structure to pull kids out of the auditorium. Law enforcement was concerned prior to us securing an individual that if we put kids back on the bus, if this was a true active shooter, we certainly didn't want to put this individual on the bus with a weapon. So at that point, Joe and I set up a table. We started going through backpacks. While we were doing that, our tech people were working on a solution to find the person. And we got through probably about maybe a dozen backpacks before our tech person came and said, "I think I know who the person is." So with law enforcement, we got the student out, brought the student into Principal Nicolay's office. The student had admitted to sending this, and then it was a very much more controlled, relaxed leaving. But we figured we needed to cancel the event. And so at that point, students started making their way back on buses and back to their respective schools. We did also for the students at William Kelly. They simply just went back to class. So it was, as you can imagine, a very challenging, 15 minutes to determine what's the best next move. Like I said, our procedures are in situations with large groups to have law enforcement there. And again, thankfully they're so cooperative and they work with us. So, that was so nice to have them on campus instead of dispatch saying they're 15 minutes away. So we did that. The student did admit to sending this out. Then from there, you know, the process then turned more into an investigation with the student. But, you know, unfortunately, it canceled a very special event.
Yeah.
And that part certainly is frustrating. And, you know, I'd like to thank the community. I sent out an instant alert to everybody. I just wanted to try to stop the rumor mill as quick as possible. So we worked to send out an instant message that I was the voice on. And then after that, I had welcomed people to call me if they had further questions. Katya, I was so impressed with the calls that I had received saying, please try to figure out how to reschedule this. Please make sure that our kids have access to this content. And as a father of a daughter that was, this was her thing in school, I absolutely agreed, and I'm happy to say that Principal Nicolay is working on rescheduling the event, and hopefully will take place next week.
Oh, that is so good to hear. I think that's a wonderful way to end this story, Jay, because if you and I are like most people, you know, our first thought was just the crushing disappointment of knowing that the incident was not a live incident. There was actually no danger. And then just feeling the crushing disappointment for the cast and the students.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
So fun to hear that there's a plan to reschedule. And then another question that has popped up, Jay, if you can, I don't know how well you can answer this, but I'm guessing there are certain protocols that you're following. If you already know the extent of the incident and the safety resolved, why the cancellations?
Well, you know, it's a situation where we don't know the trauma our students and staff have experienced. I can tell you when the phone was turned over, the student that did the absolute right thing, which was finding the nearest adult and sharing this airdrop message they received. But I can tell you, as I'm now standing in the auditorium with law enforcement looking at students, there was concern, you know. And so from the perspective of, does the show continue, or do we ensure kids feel as absolute safe as possible, including staff? That was what we felt was the best move. We knew that our kids and we knew that the building was safe, but there was enough that was created, enough emotion created prior to that let's reboot. Let's get a better plan put together in regards to, you know, the next time we do this. And so it just gave us a chance to let people kind of get their breath in. And again, I see this with lockdowns. You know, we just don't know the trauma people, you know, are faced with. And so when this started to spread through the auditorium, it was very evident that there was a lot of concern.
Mm.
Could we have switched that to it being, you know, the excitement of the performance the kids were going to see? And it's very, very, very disappointing. But I give, you know, again, so much credit even to Paul Diener, the director of the theater. You know, he came back and said, "Jay, there was such positive energy in that room beforehand." I said, "I absolutely agree. I was so excited to be there and to be part of it." You know, but safety first. You know, and in this situation, for us to be able to do what we did, I can tell you, we wouldn't have changed that plan if it happened again today. I mean, I think, you know, it rolled out the right way. You know, I really want to encourage parents and guardians to take this as an opportunity to talk to your kids about social media. And what you do and what you don't do. The situation from what took place yesterday is going to be a very long process for this individual.
Right.
I don't think it was malicious, yet you just have to be very considerate and thoughtful to what you do.
Right.
You know, and I really, 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 really encourage parents to have this as a time to say, hey, you know, how are you using the devices? What are you saying? What are you supporting? But my goodness, we live in a society now. I mean, it happened a couple days ago in Denver. How do you not cancel the performance and really ensure everything is safe? And, you know, but really have an opportunity to talk with your kids in regards to what do you post, what do you not post. Thankful to the kid that turned in this meme right away. You know, again, that's exactly what we ask our kids to do. And that was done really, really quickly.
Yeah. I mean, it is an amazing example of how the world on the phone does actually relate to the actual world, and that you say things on there, there are going to be consequences, not just on the screen, but in your actual life. And like you said, I'm sure this is actually going to be a long road for some people and a family. And so thank you so much for telling us about this. Is there anything you want to add? I know, do you know anything about the spring fling, if there are places to plans to reschedule that as well? And probably things in other schools too that I don't know about, but.
No, there's, there will be things rescheduled. And, you know, again, we're not going to let this deter from the, you know, the excitement for what school brings. So yeah, there's plans for that to all be rescheduled.
If there's nothing we haven't learned in the last few years, it's that we can all flex a lot on a lot of things and still make stuff happen. So, All right. All right. Well, thank you so much again, Jay, and have a as peaceful a weekend as is possible for you.
Certainly. And I definitely encourage parents, if they want to debrief with me, I was very, very determined to try to answer and respond to every call that I had received. But I will share that there were calls that were very difficult to take, because when you get a message like that, do you hear everything or do you hear something? When you hear the word active shooter, that trips a lot of different emotions. So if parents want to reach out, please do so. You know, my heart understands the fact that as parents, we are so worried about our kids, and again, I can't guarantee safety, but I absolutely guarantee that we do everything we can as a procedure and protocols to take as many measures to keep our staff and students safe.
All right. Wonderful. Thanks again, Jay. We'll talk to you next time.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was Jay Valcastro, Superintendent of Lake Superior School District.